1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And so we are inviting comment from you on Michael Jordan's return to the limelight, his return to basketball, possible return to basketball as a player. Let's go to Chatsworth. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Michael Jordan being in the NBA again because he is such a dominant player that I think he can dominate well into the next decade. I really think that way, and I really, really think he's great.
You are a Michael Jordan fan, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
And are you in high school?
Yes, sir, right now I'm in high school.
And so at that age, at the age you're at right now, you were very young when he broke into the league, right?
Well, I was young, but I do remember when he won all those rings with the Chicago Bulls. It was great.
Okay, so you are excited about it. How did you become such a big fan?
I just really think he's the best basketball player what has ever been. I think that Michael Jordan could wax. I mean, think about it. Right now, at 38, Vince Carter, no problem. Kobe Bryant, no problem. Allen Iverson, no problem. Jason Kidd, forget it. Jason Witten.
All right, now you're talking about the cream, some of the very great guards that play in the NBA. Vince Carter, you mentioned Allen Iverson, who is heralded. He is.
Yeah, he's a punk. He's a.
Allen Iverson's a punk.
Compared to Michael Jordan, are you kidding me or something?
Allen Iverson. I'm not saying Allen Iverson is a great basketball. Is as great a basketball player right now as Michael Jordan eventually became. But he's definitely the talk of the league, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, a guy could be the talk of the league because he stinks. I mean,
Allen Iverson doesn't stink.
No, I'm not saying that Allen Iverson stinks. I'm just saying that nobody compares to Michael Jordan. And that means even now, because I think he can dominate in this, in the basketball, in the NBA, He don't stink. But I mean, Allen Iverson, but Jordan could wipe his ass with Iverson.
And it, right now, Michael Jordan at 38 could wipe his rear end with Allen Iverson.
Absolutely.
I think you. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I think I know what I'm talking about.
How do you figure?
Okay, 31.5 points a game career average, 6 NBA rings. I mean, ever since, here's how I can prove it.
How can you say that Michael Jordan would wipe his rear end with Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant?
Magic Johnson, too. I mean,
Magic Johnson is retired as well, so that's not a fair comparison.
But I mean, when they play, I mean, he meant more to the game than Magic Johnson.
Okay, watch out, because I'm a Laker fan.
I don't care.
Watch out, because I'm a Laker fan.
I don't care. I'm a Bull fan. And Michael Jordan, in his prime, meant more to basketball than Magic Johnson. And I'll tell you something else, Phil, and you need to understand this. A lot of you people that don't know basketball should understand. This guy is the best basketball player that ever played, including Wilt Chamberlain. And since Jordan retired, and you can look this up, 100-point game is a thing of the past. Since Jordan retired, you don't even the three-point line, nobody lights it up anymore from the three-point line. Since Jordan retired, they don't play in the paint the way they used to.
Wait a minute. So since Michael Jordan retired, nobody's lighting it up from the three-point line.
No, because he was the best. And they don't play in the paint. Points in the paint has gone down.
All right, let's ask a question here. Let me give the phone number out, as a matter of fact. What's your name?
My name's R.C.
R.C., and you're calling from Chatsworth.
Yes, sir.
All right, so since Jordan retired, you're saying the 100-point game is a thing of the past because of what? Because he was the guy that was scoring all the points?
Exactly. Jordan's the guy that lit it up night after night, used to light it up from the three-point line, swoosh it in soft as a baby going to bed. Now you got a lot of cheap early power, lots of feather merchants, a lot of guys clanging it off, throwing up bricks, tossing up a prayer, you know, but it wouldn't go in, wasn't answered.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We got RC here, and we're talking about Michael Jordan, because we were last hour talking about how Jordan... I personally think, I got to tell you, it's a mistake for him to come back.
Yeah, because you think he's going to be made to look bad.
No, because I think... Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. And I'd like to remember him as a six-time championship, six-ring winner. I'd like to remember Michael Jordan as a guy... who, you know, did all of those wonderful things. I would rather not see him get...
No, there's no way, because there's nobody in the league that could stay with him right now.
Even at 38, there's no one in the league.
Well, you think that this isn't any other player, Mr. Henry. This isn't Magic Johnson, okay? This isn't Larry Bird. This is Michael Jordan, who could play well into his 50s.
I think you're wrong.
Bull crap.
There's no way the guy plays well into his 50s. There's no way. 1-800-449-8686. Michael Jordan plays well into his 50s. Plays great well into his 50s? Phil Hendry Show. RC, okay, RC, you're there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're a big Michael Jordan fan.
I think he's the best that's ever been.
And you think that he's going to smoke Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant?
Well, Kobe Bryant, that's the guy that I think a lot of people, you know, the most insulting thing I ever heard was that Kobe Bryant was the next Michael Jordan, which is the totalest bunch of bull that has ever been.
But just so I'm clear, Michael Jordan comes in here at the age of 38 and smokes all these guys.
Yeah, he does.
All right, hold on. Is this Tom on the Phil Hendry Show? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, first off, this guy needs to grow up. I don't know too many 16-year-olds this day that
well,
still...
I don't care who you know. I'm just telling you, Michael Jordan, if you don't know how good he is, you need to watch some basketball.
No, he was good. He used to be good. But he's been out of the game, first off. You saw how long it took him to get back into the game when he came back from baseball.
Okay, what are we going to talk about here? What are you guys going to talk about?
I'm telling this guy, just so he knows, Michael Jordan is going to come back and dominate. And if you don't know that, then you don't watch basketball. He's not just any
basketball
player. He's a guy that's going to dominate. Because that's what he did when he played.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling. Here is Jeff on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say to your guest there, Michael Jordan is not going to be able to compete with these guys. He can't bang it up on the inside. These
How
guys
do
are
you
bigger,
know? He never had to bang it up on
younger.
The inside. He shot from the outside.
Oh, you said that nobody shot in the paint, Michael Jordan. Didn't you just say that a few seconds ago?
I'm saying that points in the paint have gone down.
You just said a second ago it didn't happen, and guess what? He does score in the paint. Look at the games against the Lakers.
He used to.
Look at the games against Celtics.
He used to. But the way Michael Jordan makes his impact from the outside.
Yes, he can shoot from the outside, but he also mixes it up on the inside.
All right, well, what are you saying, Jeff? You're saying he's going to get blown away if he comes back?
I'm saying he's going to get hurt. There's bigger, younger kids in there. They've got elbows. They're throwing elbows inside there. He cannot mix it up inside there.
Michael
and the refs aren't going to give it to him.
He's the greatest basketball player that ever lived.
Well, look,
I agree with you there.
Okay.
Okay, what's your point? He's
My
a great
point
basketball
is,
player.
The guy's going to make an impact until he's 50.
he's going to make an impact with hemorrhoids or something, but he's not going to make an impact on the inside.
Okay, now I get it. Now I get it.
Get what?
Now
these
you get
are,
it.
These are all Laker fans. Yeah, okay.
No. I hate the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. They're nothing.
Okay, then what's your favorite team?
My favorite team is the Philadelphia 76ers.
Allen Iverson. Okay, good player.
That's right.
Not great, good.
Allen Iverson's one of those guys that's going to come in, as this Jeff was saying, and hurt Michael Jordan.
Oh, that is so much crap.
He is. You're going to get some big guys on the inside. They're going to mix it up. They're going to throw the elbows. Michael Jordan's not going to get the calls that he used to get when he was a star. It's not going to happen.
I'll tell you another thing. Kobe Bryant will finally be brought back to earth.
Look at, you know, the Kobe.
Oh, come on now.
He'll be brought back to earth. Everybody calling him the next Michael Jordan?
Come on now. Is that what you're going with? Is that all you got?
What do you mean?
Are you kidding me?
What, is that all I got? What?
Are you kidding me? Kobe Bryant could run rings around Michael Jordan at his age.
Oh, you know
right
something? Now you're pissing me off.
Okay, so?
Yeah, okay. Because, first of all, the comparisons made between Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan are completely wrong. Okay, I'll tell you why. Six rings, that tells the story. And Michael Jordan did it without a dominant center. And
he did it with Scottie Pippen, though.
That's right.
He did it He did it with Scottie Pippen, and he did it with a. You're right. He didn't have a big center in there. He didn't have a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or a Shaq O'Neal or anything like that. But he definitely had the supporting cast, because his first few years in the league, nobody even knew who Michael Jordan was.
That is correct.
Until.
Now you're both pissing me off. Kobe's not good enough to scrub the streaks out of Jordan's shorts.
Okay, that's really witty, kid. Thank you for your call, sir, by the way. That's really witty, but it's still lame, man. You don't have an argument when you tell me that nobody's scoring points in the paint like since whatever the hell it was that you said.
No, since he retired, yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Grandpa. You can't even remember what I said.
Don't do it, man, or I'll hang up on you.
Well, what is it, Alzheimer's or something, that you can't...
You said that people aren't scoring in the paint like they used to when
Michael Jordan.
Okay, Michael Jordan was playing.
Jesus, how can you be non-judgmental?
What does that mean?
I mean, how can you be unbiased?
Unbiased. I'm unbiased because I'm listening to your crap, and you're telling me that Michael Jordan is going to put Allen Iverson in the ground someplace. He's going to leave the guy in his dust. I don't believe that it'll happen, and I sure don't believe that Jordan is going to dominate well into his 50s.
And you don't know round ball, and you don't know basketball.
Oh, okay. Those two distinct things.
Yeah.
What a moron. Jesus.
Well, read it and weep.
Yeah, okay. William, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I got to say, first of all, foremost, he's a little kid. What does he know?
Hey,
you know?
What do I know?
What do you know?
I've been following
You should be in school right now, just relaxing and just chilling out.
I've been following Michael Jordan ever since he won his rings.
Okay. Now, all I got to tell you is you cannot compare Will Chamberlain and Michael Jordan, because they both are different entities.
Michael Jordan's is better than Will Chamberlain.
Wait a minute. I'm going to jump in with something. Will Chamberlain said something very smart. They asked him, who do you think's better, you or Michael Jordan?
Did he have the guts to say Michael?
Listen, he said, I don't know about Michael Jordan, but they had to change the rules of the game because of me. They literally had to change the rules of where guys would stand for rebounds on free throws because Chamberlain was so dominant on grabbing rebounds. Now, that's a great player when you got to change the freaking rules of basketball because the guy is dominating. And
when was this?
What?
Well, about when?
I don't know, the early 60s or something.
Excuse me, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. I really want
to
ask you a simple
question.
Sounds
pretty far out to me.
Well, it happened. Go ahead.
Look, if you have a monster like Shaq in the paint, you think it's going to be that easy for Jordan to score like he used to?
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. Shaq O'Neal, everybody knows, has got cement feet. Okay, if that guy ever leaves the floor, I'm a dead mother, man. I'll lose my mud.
Don't
that guy never leaves the floor. and Jordan will come into the paint, look left and go right. Forget it. Forget about it, baby. Slam dunk.
You don't really know what you're talking about, man. You're just rambling.
Tell me what I said that's wrong. Do you ever see Shaq O'Neal leave the floor? No.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just blah, 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 blah.
Well.
And as far as Shaq O'Neal not playing defense, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tom on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Tom, go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Phil.
Your
this
name,
guy
Tom.
Is crazy. He thinks that Jordan can compete with a 21-year-old Kobe Bryant.
First of all, I write the sports column for our high school newspaper.
You know what you got, Tom? You got a radio turned up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that bloody thing down, okay?
Yeah.
He got his radio.
1-800-449-8686. That's great. Hey, Phil, you're an idiot. You're the guy with the radio turned up, dumbass. Here's Gary. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Did he have his radio turned?
Yes, he did.
Hello?
Go ahead, Gary.
Yes. You know, I'm 38 years old. I participated in college athletics. I play basketball with young kids at times, and I tell you, Michael Jordan, you know, the greatest, you know, no question.
Wait. You're not Michael
player.
Jordan.
I'm not saying I'm Michael Jordan.
Well, what have you got to do with it?
But 38 years old is a lot different than 21. Michael Jordan has not even mentioned that he'd come back. He's working out because he wants to get in shape.
Michael Jordan has mentioned that he wants to come back.
Well, you know, the thing is.
All right, thanks for your call. Let's get some people who are aware of the news story. 1-800-449.
You got the dumbest callers on your show. I've been listening to you since you came on the air here locally in the L.A. area.
Yeah.
I've been listening to KIF.
KFI?
Yeah. And your callers are the stupidest people that have ever been on a telephone. That guy doesn't even know.
Okay, the story broke this morning. It ain't that big of a deal yet, maybe. Here is Ken on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Ken, go ahead. He's not there. Okay, that's another great call. 1-800-449-8686. You know, I'm getting tired of listening to you too, kid. You know that?
Well, I'm just saying that Michael Jordan could play till he was 55.
Why are you screaming at everything? Get out of here. Kid's screaming his lungs out, man. He couldn't scrub the streaks out of Jordan's shorts. Good, fine. Let Michael Jordan come back. He's, whatever he is, 38. He'll go out there. You know, they talked about Wilt coming back when he was 40. Or how old was he? 50. They talked about Wilt coming back and making, you know, maybe making an impact when he was 50. But the fact is, There comes a point, and no matter how great you think you are, I would rather it not happen. Look, you know what? Do what you want to do, Michael. You own part of the team. Doesn't he own part of the Wizards? And he's also in the front office. You can do what you want to do, and you can sort of see how good you are. God knows your team sucks. I mean, they're horrible. So the fact is, you may be able to help them. But it would be bad to see you, like, you know, three games into your comeback, burn out, you know, or tear up a muscle, or I don't know what, throw out a knee or throw out a back or throw out your head or something. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show CD, number one rated Phil Hendry Best of the Year 2000 CD, is available at 877-616-PHIL. That's 877-616-7445. The price is $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, and the payment is either by Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. All of the money that we raise goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. That's the Best of the Year 2000 Phil Hendry CD or picture disc vinyl, and we've raised $114,812 so far towards the people at my friend's place. So whatever you can do, it's a beautiful thing. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Michael Jordan coming back and playing basketball again. You know, that's exciting for a lot of people. I got to tell you something. My love affair with basketball ended with the end of the Los Angeles Lakers reign in the 80s. I don't, you know, I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying, I know you're all groaning. I know you Celtic fans. I know you Sixer fans. And all you Spur fans, everybody. Yeah, I know you're groaning. But my love affair really with basketball came to an end with the end of Showtime. And after that, because the Lakers stunk, I didn't care anymore. Now they're getting a little bit better. We'll see. But, you know, they won the title last year. It didn't seem like the Lakers that I know and love. The Lakers that I knew and loved were the Showtime Lakers who played together, loved each other, no problem, boom, here we go. These guys, they ain't my kind of guys. Kobe Bryant, Shaq O'Neal, I don't get these cats. I don't know what they're talking about. The freaking game is dull enough without these guys running their yaps, you know? If I see one more cat flying through the air, jamming at home, whatever, man. But I will say something. Michael Jordan was really, he had to be something special. And I'll tell you why I think so. Because when I called my mother, she was watching the game one time. And I said, Mom, you're 85 years old. You're doing what? I'm watching Michael Jordan. Can you call me back? And you're kidding me. My mother never watched a sporting event in her life. She never sat down for 5 minutes to watch it. Maybe one of my Little League games. She watched one of those. But other than that, she never watched anything. But I call her up one night. I said, how you doing, Mom? Hold on. I love to watch this Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Do you know who they are? Yeah, I think I... Well, they're just great. When my 85-year-old Canadian-born mother thinks this guy's something else, there's got to be something going on there. I must have missed out the best part of life because I didn't really watch this guy. I didn't watch any basketball the last 10 years. Watched very little basketball. Tried to get into hockey. Can't dig that. You know, playoffs in hockey, okay, I guess. But you know what? Hockey, for the most part, sucks. And I don't care how many people want to convince me that it's a great game, and it's an interesting game, and it's an intricate game. You got to know how to skate to dig it, and I don't. I know how to bounce a ball, and I can throw a football. I can even swing a bat. I can't skate. I don't ice skate. I don't rollerblade. I don't dig on any sport where there's a skill there that I don't get. Skating with a stick and hitting the flat thing. Now, I got our friends are down from Canada. Good for you. Hockey night in Canada. I hear it's a blast. It ain't never going to be the sport in the United States that they would like it to be. Never. 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 Gary Bettman, all that bull crap, great. You know, put all those teams. They got teams in Busted Whistle, Arkansas now. They got hockey teams. They're going to have a hockey team in Ixitlan. They're going to have a hockey team in Panama City one of these days. The hotter, the more tropic, the better. It's hockey country. That's what they're telling me. Like Miami, Tampa, this is hockey country. Yeah, so's Kenya. Let's put a hockey team in what the hell's the name? Nairobi. I mean, oh, what is it? There's a lot of Canadians down there? Oh, okay, I see. Well, let the Canadians go. Loving hockey. I don't dig hockey. I don't dig the violence in that stupid game. I don't dig the morons that play it. I don't dig them with their no teeth. I don't dig them with their dumbass Canadian. Hey, get out of here. We got enough dumbbells to look at in American football, okay? Look at these Canucks coming down here, and they're skating around, and they're, you know, and nobody gives a crap. And they're trying to pretend like the sport is real national now. It's not regional anymore because they have the Phoenix freaking Coyotes and the San Diego Asswipes, and they've got the Tijuana, whatever the hell they are, the Burros. The Tijuana Donkey Show versus the San Diego Ass tonight on the National Hockey League. Hey! Can't wait for that big game. And the violent, uncontrolled, uncivilized behavior. And if you sit in the stands at a hockey game, the fans all around you spitting, grunting, burping, farting, and they're all women. And then the guys, you know, well, the guys are nice, but the women, you ever go to a hockey game? Half the crowd are female. I swear to God. Women love hockey. They love the blood. They love the blood. There's a thing about women, and, you know, I'm married to one, and she's great, but women like violent, bloodletting sports. That's why women don't really like football. Because it's a real candy-ass game if you look get right down to it. It is. Football, in America especially, is so sanitized. The injuries that happen in football are very quick. You know, get them on. A guy can be paralyzed for life. They get them on the thing, they got it out of there. But in hockey, there's blood on the ice. In boxing, women love to watch boxing. And the number one sport for female fans, believe it or not, because I've seen them down along pit row, auto racing. Women love that. And if you think you've seen groupies standing outside the hotel waiting for the team bus to pull in for a baseball team or a basketball team or even a football team, try standing around the pits at an auto race. Just 15 deep of the most beautiful women and some that aren't in the world. Nikki loves NASCAR. See, Craig's girlfriend. Well, Nikki's the one who got her nose busted at work. See, anything that has to do with blood, she's loving it. Mike's sister wears the shirt. You've seen it a million times. Give blood, play hockey. She walks around wearing that thing. I don't know what it is about women, but they love anything that's good and bloody and nasty and, you know, where there's a risk of death. Bullfighting. I'm not, you know, see what I'm saying? In other words, it's not really football. It's not really hang gliding or any of that jive-ass stuff. It's where you actually see the red blood flowing. Hockey, you see it a lot. Because a guy can get cut, a guy can get gassed. I mean, I don't understand these guys. I was watching, at a hockey game one night. It was a Florida Panther game, and Robert Svela, who was one of the Panthers, fell forward. Some guy's skate rammed up into his mouth and loosened and knocked out about 18 teeth. And the lip is blown up the size of a freaking watermelon. All of his teeth are gone. There's blood everywhere. He goes in. He takes about 16 stitches in the inside of his mouth. He's back out for the second period. He's fine. He comes skating right back out there. Guy, imagine falling forward and a skate's coming up and it takes your mouth out. This is what I mean. Boxing. Blood. Melissa says she loves boxing because it's like a ballet. That is such a load that I don't even know where to find the shovel to get it out of the room. It's like a ballet. I love it when people try to justify their love of violent sport by saying that it's like art. That's like the people who say that everything is art. That's like, with all due respect to my beautiful wife, she says, oh, did you see the little piece that... hey, you know what, Melissa? Craig's right. If it's like ballet, then watch ballet. She's digging on watching that. But just go to a freaking ballet match or whatever the hell they call it. Marie says to me, did you see this beautiful painting that the children did? Yeah, it's very nice. It's art. No, it isn't. And she was really offended. She says, yes, it is. It's art. Catherine did this beautiful painting. It's art. Isn't it art? No, it's not art. How dare you? What do you mean it's not? Well, because I have a very definite definition of what art is. Art is a very refined and developed view and interpretation of the interior landscape of man. What do you think of that? It has borders. It has specific themes. It has a specific definition. And just because some kid scrawls off some crap on a piece of paper, it ain't art. And I'll give you one better, and Craig agrees with me, life ain't art either. Life is life. Art is art. In life, there is art. And sometimes in life, there ain't no art. Sometimes in life, you're sitting on a bus, somebody cut a fart next to you, you can't wait to get the hell off, it's hot, and that's it. That's not an artistic expression. That's you sitting on a bus. Your life may not be an artistic expression. Your life may be a waste of space. Your fat ass, parked in a chair, taking up space, you'd be better off dead, give it to the next guy, your life ain't art. What do you mean the guys in ballet are gay, the poetic men in boxing are usually straight, that's why you like boxing? What's that supposed to mean? We've got to get rid of some of these definitions, life is art and everything is art. No, everything is not art. Some jackball with a spray can on the side of a freeway, I got news for you. I hate to break it to you. It ain't art. Art is a discipline, and it's a learned discipline. And when you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Go do another job, man. I got it. How about ballet? or boxing. People say that football is like a chess match. I would agree with that. Football is like a chess match. Football is very much like the strategy of a chess match, but it's not art. There are the borders that are required by art are not there. So the next time your kid does a painting, God bless you. I'm glad you've got children that you love. Raise them to be great people if you can. Try to keep them out of harm's way. But just because they're scrawling some crap on a piece of binder paper that says, with a little house and a son and a dog with stick legs, and it says, this is for mommy, doesn't mean that it's art. This show is art. As a matter of fact, in many ways, this show is beyond art. Because... All right, I'm done. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Don't forget 877-616-PHIL is how you get our number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 CD, and also the picture disc vinyl is available. 114,000, probably we're close to 120 G's, but Camilla is, we can't find her, so we don't know how much money we've been making. And I'd like to thank Craig Taylor, my engineer, for telling me that his ancestors came over on the Mayflower. That's really great. Okay, moving along. I mean, it is cool because I don't know where mine are from. I guess I don't like discussions of ancestors because mine, who knows? My old man was adopted. My mother was adopted. We don't have any idea. I think they're Jamaican. And Schaefer, with his I'm Irish, German, and Italian, just because you... in other words, you're not Italian. So quit acting like you are. Although your grandmother makes all that Italian stuff at Christmas time. What are those cookies she makes? She makes those Italian cookies. They're very good. The biscottis? That's what you have with the cappuccinos, right? So you got that side. You have that grease ball. I mean, you have that Italian side of your family, which is very nice. Craig, on the other hand, all his people came right off the freaking Mayflower and right into indentured servitude. So that's really great. Hey, you know what? You're a great guy, Craig, and I love working with you, man. But you ever notice that people who's, most of the time when people say their family came over the Mayflower, they're all kind of, and I say this with great respect, white trash. Our family came over on the Mayflower. I had a guy call me once when I was on the air in Atlanta, and I swear to God, this is what he said. First of all, I want to say that my family goes back a long time in this country. I don't want to brag, but the family name is Boone, and I think you know what I'm, and I just hung up on him because I thought it was a racial slur. And then I realized he was talking about Daniel Boone. I thought he was saying something racial. I'm a Boone, and oh, you are? Well, get out of here, you racist. No, actually, he was a Boone. Gave me a Booner just hearing it. I said, where's your porcupine hat? He said, that's a raccoon hat. I said, Coon, see, you are a racist.
I'm so glad, I'm so glad.
I'm a boon.
This guy is absolutely out of his mind. I want to...
Excuse me.
Who are you to say that if I don't buy Girl Scout cookies that I'm committing a crime? That is absolutely ridiculous. This is a free country. What if I don't like the Caramel Delight or the Thin Mint or the Peanut Butter Crunch? What if I'm allergic to it and I don't want to buy it? Are you going to take me and strip search me
for
my money?
Where do you grow your balls big enough
to come over? How can you say that? You got big balls for even coming on the show and even raising this issue, because this is absolutely out of this world.
Wait a second, sir. What we're talking about is a tradition of buying Girl Scout cookies goes back hundreds of years. There isn't anybody that doesn't buy Girl Scout cookies. Are you telling me you don't?
I have refused to buy Girl Scout cookies because I'm a college student, and sometimes I don't got $3 or $4 to pay for a box of Girl Scout cookies when I got rent or whatever.
Come on!
That's absolutely. It should be against the law for you to even. You should go to jail for strip searching that young lady for not having.
She had no right to lie to me. She said she had no funds.
You have no right to put that down on somebody. There's no way and no reason for you to pressure somebody into buying Girl Scout cookies when they don't want to.
I would tell you that we have determined.
It is absolutely ridiculous for you to even try to think that you can enforce people to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Everybody has three or four dollars. These are delicious.
I want to know what country you're from because
that's not America.
This is a free country. If I got $1,000 in my pocket and somebody asked me if I want to go get that cake, are you going to take
me? Let me say this. In other words, you don't like peanut butter wafers. Is that it? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You're trying to tell everybody you don't like the peanut butter wafer?
No, I don't like the peanut butter wafers. I'm a very large
fan.
But sometimes I don't always have some money on me to buy Girl Scout cookies, and if I don't want to buy
Girl Scout cookies, he doesn't want to buy the Girl Scout cookies. And
Phil, if a person turns down a Girl Scout, have you had a physical in the last 12 months? Have you had a physical in the last 12 months?
There's absolutely no reason for you to do that.
Have you had a physical examination in the last 12 months?
A physical examination? What's that got to do with anything?
Because it would be helpful to determine if you have any mental condition or any physical condition.
If I got a physical examination, that wouldn't deter. I'm a psychology major.
Don't talk to me like that. No, sir, but I would like to know.
My mind is completely fine. You're the one that needs to go get checked out for giving people cavity searches because they don't buy Girl Scout cookies,
You said you gave a strip search to that woman.
We had a patrol woman do
a
that, sir.
A 17-year-old woman? She's a minor.
A patrol woman. No man was involved in that strip search.
Wait a second. Whether you had a patrol woman do it or not, you strip searched a woman to see if she had money.
And she did after she lied to our officers.
Well, whatever, but I mean...
If that would have been my daughter, if I would have been 35 years old and that would have been my daughter, I would have kicked your ass.
Sir, then we would have had to put you in lockdown. We would have had to put you in our lockdown.
Well, you need to be put in lockdown for this because this is absolutely ridiculous. You have no right to invade somebody's privacy like that.
Wait a minute.
If they don't
want
to buy Girl Scout cookies, that is their choice. I feel sorry for the Girl Scouts and the brownie companies and all that. For having somebody represent them like you.
I'm not representing them. What I am saying
you
is it's a great tradition.
What do you think you're doing by going on the
radio?
That's
right. You're making them look bad. You're making them look bad.
You say you're a psych major, so that means you've looked at ink blots, correct?
No, I don't look at ink blots. There's different levels of psychology.
What I would recommend is that you do at least a series of Rorschach.
Are you trying to insult me, man?
No, sir.
Go do a war shot test? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, you're telling me you don't buy Girl Scout cookies. I don't understand.
What am I supposed to look at? Am I supposed to say, oh, it's a box of Thin Mints and a Girl Scout?
No, sir, I think it's supposed to...
Just because there's all kinds of traditions that run around here, and just because people don't do them, just because it's a tradition doesn't mean it should be a crime that you don't want to partake in it.
No, what I'm suggesting is I think that a full psychological physical exam...
You need a full psychological exam, buddy, and I guarantee you everybody that calls into this radio show is going to agree with me.
So you're telling me that you willingly have refused to buy Girl Scout cookies, including the Thin Mints?
Yeah. Yes,
oh,
I have.
And that because of that he needs.
You want to come down to L.A. and arrest me for not buying Girl Scout cookies?
Sir,
That is just absolutely ridiculous. And for you to say that because people refuse to buy Girl Scout cookies, that they're telling you to go jump in a lake.